إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وأصحابه وسلم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran that it was in the month of Ramadan, Shahru Ramadan, the month of Ramadan, in which Allah decided to reveal the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was in the month of Ramadan, Allah decided to reveal the book of Allah from the heavens to the earth to the beloved of Allah, Rasulullah, the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِّنَ الْهُدَىٰ Allah says it's a guidance for the people and a clarification for all matters and a furqan, a criterion by which we can distinguish what is good and bad, what is true and false, what is belief and disbelief, what is monotheism and polytheism and so on and so forth. The month of Ramadan is given its special status because of the fact that Allah revealed the book of Allah in this month. And we have a very famous hadith, hadith Qudsi, in which Allah says, كُلُّ عَمَلِ ابْنِ آدَمْ لَهُ إِلَّا الصِّيَامِ فَإِنَّهُ لِي وَأَنْ أَجْزِي بِهِ And one of the main acts of worship that we do in this month is the fast. Muslims throughout the world, they fast the days of Ramadan. And in this hadith Qudsi, Allah says, all of the actions for the son of Adam are for him, except fasting. Fasting is for me, and I reward for fasting. So why is fasting so unique with Allah? Because everything rewards anyway. But in this hadith there is extra emphasis upon the fast. Why? According to Ibn Qudama al-Maqdisi, he said, because the fast, أنه سر وعمل باطن لا يراه الخلق ولا يدخله رياء. This is because the fast is hidden, it's disclosed, it can't be seen by the creation of Allah, and so showing off will not enter that action of yours. He says, أَنَّهُ قَهَرْ لِعَدُوَ اللَّهِ وَإِنَّ وَسِلَةَ الْعَدُوَ الشَّهَوَاتِ Because the fast will protect us from those who desire harm for us, because those who desire harm for us, their inroad are desires, and when we fast, we control our desires. So in a variation of this hadith, Allah says, يترك طعامه وشرابه وشهوته من أجلي He leaves his food, he leaves his drink, he leaves his desires for my sake. Fasting is for me and I reward for fasting. And then Allah says and continues to say, وَالصِّيَامُ جُنَّةٌ And fasting is a shield for us. وَإِذَا كَانَ يَوْمَ صَوْمِ أَحَدِكُمْ فَلَا يَرْفَثْ وَلَا يَصْخَبْ And if one of you is fasting, he should neither raise his voice in anger, nor should he be obscene, nor should he be loud. So when we fast, it's not just our stomach that is acting or not acting, but Allah is observing our tongues when we fast. When we fast, Allah is observing our prayers. When we pray, Allah is observing our hearts. So don't just focus on the outward form. But Allah is observing what we do. This is why our Prophet says, رُبَّ صَائِمٍ. Maybe someone does fast. لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ صِيَامِهِ إِلَّا الْجُوءِ. And takes nothing from the fast except hunger. وَرُبَّ قَائِمٍ. And maybe someone stands to pray the entire night. وَلَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ قِيَامِهِ إِلَّا السَّهَرَ. But takes nothing from that except tiredness. So everything in our religion is connected to the heart. That one lump of flesh in our body, our Prophet said that if it's sound, then the rest of the body is sound. And if it's corrupt, the rest of the body is corrupt. And that's the heart. So our heart is fasting. Ibn Qudama says there's different types of fasting people. Different types of fast. There is Sawm al-Umum, the general fast. And that is Kaff al-Batn wal-Faraj and Qadha' al-Shahwa. That you guard your stomach, you guard your desires from being led astray. And he says there's Sawm al-Khusus, the specific fast. And what kind of fast is a specific fast? He says it's when you غض البصر وحفظ اللسان, when you lower your gaze and don't allow yourself to look upon those things Allah has made forbidden for you to gaze at. When you guard your tongue from all kinds of things, من المحرم والمكروه ومما لا يفيد, from those things that are prohibited for us and what is disliked for us, and that which has no benefit for us. So the general state of the Muslim is silence. Except when he has something good to say, he says it. So Imam al-Nawawi says, أَنَّهُ يَنْبَغِي لِكُلِّ مُكَلِّفٍ أَنْ يَحْفَظْ لِسَانَهُ عَنْ جَمِيعِ الْكَلَامِ. That it's a right upon every Muslim to guard his tongue from all kinds of speech. إِلَّا كَلَامًا ظَهَرَتْ فِيهِ الْمَصْلَحَةِ. Except the speech in which there is benefit. فَمَّتَ الشَّكٍ فِي ظُهُورِ الْمَصْلَحَةِ فَلَا يَتَكَلَّمْ. And when he's in any doubt about whether his speech has any benefit, he should prefer not to speak, rather than speak. And then we have the Sawm al-Khusus al-Khusus. Ibn Qudama says the specific of the specific fast, and that's Sawm al-Qalb, the fast of the heart, where the heart is fasting, where our link with Allah is so strong in that month. And why should it be so strong in that month? Because our Prophet says, إِذَا جَاءَ رَمَضَانَ. When Ramadan comes, what happens? فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ. The gates of paradise are open for us. In one narration, فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابَ الرَّحْمَةِ. The gates of mercy are open for us. وَغُلِّقَتْ أَبْوَابَ النَّارِ. And the gates of the hellfire are closed for us. وَصُفِّدَتِ الشَّيَاطِينَ. And the devils are chained in this month. So you will find extra blessings and barakah in this month. And more incentive for us, easier for us to do good in that month. So our Prophet said that Allah says that we should not raise our voices in that month. We should control ourselves. That's the fast. To control our tongue, to control our gaze, to control our desires. And that's what the fast teaches us, restraint and self-control. And then Allah says in this hadith Qudsi, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِ بِيَدِهِ وَالَّذِي نَفْسِ بِيَدِهِ لَخُلُوفِ فَمِ الصَّائِمِ أَطْيَبُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ رِيحِ الْمِسْكِ. That the smell from the mouth of the fasting person is sweeter to Allah than musk. So don't be put off when we're fasting. We tend to have bad breath because we haven't had food. But here lies the incentive with Allah that it's sweeter to Allah than the smell of musk. And our Prophet said, لِلصَّائِمْ فَرْحَتَانِ يَفْرَحُهُمَا. That for the fasting person there are two times of joy. إِذَا أَفْطَرَ فَرِحَ بِفِطْرِهِ وَإِذَا لَقِيَ رَبَّهُ فَرِحَ بِصَوْمِهِ. When he opens his fast, he's happy because of that. And when he meets his Lord, he's happy because of meeting his Lord, because of the fast. And why should he be happy? Because our Prophet says that on the day of resurrection, those who are the people of Salah, مَنْ كَانَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الصَّلَاةِ دُعِيَ مِنْ بَابِ الصَّلَاةِ. Whoever was from the people of Salah, of prayer, will be called from the gates of the prayer. And whoever was from the people of struggle and sacrifice will be called from the gate of struggle and sacrifice. وَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الصِّيَامِ دُعِيَ مِنْ بَابِ الرَّيَّانِ. And whoever was from the people of fasting will be called from the gate of Rayyan. وَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الصَّدَقَ دُعِيَ مِنْ بَابِ الصَّدَقَةِ. And whoever was from the people of giving in charity, then he will be called from the gate of giving in charity. And Abu Bakr was perplexed and said, O Messenger of Allah, بِأَبِي أَنْتَ وَأُمِّي يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. May my mother and father be sacrificed for you, O Messenger of Allah. He says, there is no way that those who enter from any of these gates have anything to worry and fear about on that day. Isn't it so, O Messenger of Allah? And he said, O Messenger of Allah, will anyone be called from all of these gates? قَالَ نَعَمْ وَأَرْجُوا أَن تَكُونَ مِنْهُمْ. He says, yes, and I hope that you're one of them. So when we fast in those days of Ramadan, and Ramadan is not counted in days, but Ramadan is counted in minutes and seconds, because every second in Ramadan is time for reward for us. And we should be make sure that every moment in Ramadan is a time spent doing something good. And the easiest form of goodness that we have is the dhikr of Allah, is to spend our day in remembrance of Allah. Our Prophet said, never let our tongues become saturated with the dhikr of Allah. Our tongues should be moist with the dhikr of Allah. And do those things that are easy for us to do. Our Prophet says, kalimatan khafifatani ala lisan, thaqilatani fil mizan, habibatani ma'ar rahman, subhanallah wa bihamdihi subhanallah al-azim. That there are two words that are heavy on the scale, that are light on the tongue, that are beloved to the most merciful. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi subhanallah al-azim. Glory be to Allah, to whom belongs all praise, and glory be to Allah, who is the most great. So Ramadan, brothers, Ibn al-Jawzi says about Ramadan, هَذِهِ أَيَّامٌ تُصَانٌ. These are days of protection. هِيَ كَالْتَاجْ عَلَى رَأْسِ الزَّمَانِ. It's like a crown on the head of time. It's like a crown on the head of time. Because the companions of our Prophet, the Sahaba, would spend 6 months in preparation for this coming month. And when Ramadan would pass, they would spend 5 months with those feelings and blessings of Ramadan. So the whole year would revolve around this one month, the month of Ramadan, the month in which Allah revealed the Quran. And that's a month for us to recite the Quran and ponder over the Quran and reflect over the Quran. Our Prophet says, اِقْرَأُ الْقُرْآنِ. Read the book of Allah. فَإِنَّهُ يَأْتِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ شَفِيئًا لِأَصْحَابِهِ. Because that book of Allah will come to its successor for them, to help and rescue them in their hour and time of need. Ramadan is a great month, brothers. Ramadan is a time where we understand what it feels like to be without food in the day, even though this is not the reason why we fast. But it's definitely a result, a fruit, a product of fasting. Why do we fast? Allah says in the Quran, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. Allah says, fasting is ordained for you. It's prescribed for you, like it was prescribed for those before you. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So that you may achieve something called taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that you may achieve taqwa. What do we mean by taqwa? What is taqwa? How can we define taqwa of Allah? Upon occasion, Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu anhu, he came upon Ubay ibn Ka'ab, may Allah be pleased with them both, and he asked him, what is taqwa? And Ubay ibn Ka'ab returned the question back to him, and he says, let me ask you a question. He says, okay. He says, have you ever walked down a narrow pathway? Umar says, yes. Ubay says, well, what do you find then? He says, I find thorns and thistles. And Ubay says, what do you do? And Umar says, I lift my gown, I tread very carefully. And Ubay says, that's taqwa. Giving him an analogy with his human existence. Here we are on the road of life, like a thorny road in which we encounter obstacles and thorns and things that tempt us and take us away from the straight path. And what do? We lift our gown, we tread very carefully. That's the purpose of Ramadan. One of the scholars of the past said, taqwa is as if you were to empty the feelings of your heart and place them on a plate and take that plate to the marketplace, and you are unashamed what people have to see on your plate. Meaning, have a sound heart, have a clean heart. Allah says in the Quran, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. On that day, the day of resurrection, nothing will benefit us. Not our wealth, not our children, except the one who comes to Allah with a sound heart, with a submissive heart, with a pure heart. A heart like that of Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, who every night of his life he would forgive everyone that had wronged him. Imam al-Qurtubi, the Spanish Mufassir of the Quran, says about this verse, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, that fasting is for us so that we may achieve taqwa of Allah. Imam Qurtubi says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَضْعَفُونَ, he says, Allah meant so that you may become weak. That's the purpose of the fast. Qurtubi says, so that you may become weak individuals. But what kind of weakness was he getting at? Well, he was saying, because every time, كُلَّمَا قَلَّتُ الْأَكَلْ ضَعْفَتَ الشَّهْوَةِ وَكُلَّمَا ضَعْفَتَ الشَّهْوَةِ قَلَّتُ الْمَعَاصِي. Every time we decrease our intake of food, our desires weaken. And every time our desires weaken, then our sin decreases. So weakness. Another scholar says about لَأَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ لَأَلَّكُمْ تَنْتَظِمُونَ فِي زَمْنَةِ الْمُتَّقِينَ لِأَنَّ الصُّمْ شِعَارُهُمْ. It says so that you may become organized. So that you may become part of an organization. Of what? Of pious people. Because he says there's always pious people on earth. There's always people who have taqwa of Allah. So here's your chance, O sons of Adam, in this 1 month to catch up with them and to be part of their company for that noble month. But the point is, whatever taqwa really means in essence, it means fear of Allah. Sayyidina Ali says taqwa is fear of Al-Jaleel, acting upon Tanzeel, being content with Qaleel, making preparations for the day of Raheel. He says taqwa is fear of Allah and acting upon what Allah reveals and being content with a little bit. Lesson for Ramadan, not to be extravagant. Because if you're extravagant in Ramadan and waiting for a banquet after your fast, then that's the only thing you think about, let alone think about Allah and the rewards for fasting and so on and so forth. If you're thinking about the banquet every day, having a banquet for 30 days, then that's in some ways extravagant. And he says making preparations for the day of traveling to Allah, that's taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah azza wa jal, glorified be He in this noble month, for the noble month that is approaching us, to make us prepared for that month. We ask Allah to make us of those who are forgiven in that month. Upon occasion, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may the peace of Allah be upon him, was in his mosque and he ascended the pulpit, took the first step, he said Ameen. فَلَمَا ارْتَقَى دَرِجَةً الثَّانِيَةَ قَالَ Ameen. Took the second step, he said Ameen. Took the third step, he said Ameen. فَلَمَّا نَزَلْ قُلْنَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ لَقَدْ سَمِعْنَا مِنْكَ الْيَوْمِ شَيْئًا مَا كُنَّا نَسْمَعُهُ. When he descended, the companions, they said, O Messenger of Allah, we saw something from you today. We heard something from you today which we never heard before, ever before. He says, إِنَّ جِبْرِيلِ عَلَيْهِ سَلَامِ أَرَضَ لِي. Jibreel عَلَيْهِ سَلَامِ presented himself before me. The angel Gabriel came before me, قال, and he said, بَعُدَ مَنْ أَضْرَقَ رَمَضَانٍ فَلَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ. That lost and far is the one who found himself in Ramadan but was not forgiven in that month. An indication for us, this is a month Allah loves to forgive more than any other time. And this is a month, it's very easy to be forgiven in this month. So we have to make sure every second of Ramadan, every minute of Ramadan, we are in dhikr of Allah. That we are praising Allah, remembering Allah. You know, everyone on earth remembers someone or something, isn't it so? Everyone is either remembering themselves for the point of self-gratification or remembering other people that they idolize and they worship. But as a Muslim who is submitting his life to Allah and obeying Allah, then it should be the Lord of the heavens and the earth, Allah Himself, that we are making mention of by day and by night. So we should be in constant remembrance of Allah. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, astaghfirullah al-azim, astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. Always asking Allah to be clement and kind to us, and Allah is always clement and kind. So we ask Allah to send peace and blessings upon His Prophet. Inna Allah wa malaikatu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. اللهم صل وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم والحمد لله رب العالمين. Inna alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulullah. All praise be to Allah and may the peace and blessings be upon his Prophet and all the Prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A man came to our Prophet and says, Halaktu, I've been destroyed. Our Prophet says, Malak, what's up with you? The man said, وَقَعْتُ عَلَى مْرَأَتِي فِي رَمَضَانَ وَأَنَا صَائِمٌ I stepped with my wife in Ramadan whilst I was fasting, which is not allowed for us to do for those who are married in Ramadan during the days of the fast. After the fast is broken, we can enjoy our relationships. But before that, during the fast, we control and protect our desires. And so our Prophet said to this man, هَلْ تَجِدُ رَقَبَةً تُعْتِقُهَا Do you think you could free a slave? The man said, no. Our Prophet said, هَلْ تَسْتَطِي أَن تَصُوم شَهْرَيْن مُتَتَابِعَيْن Do you think you could fast two consecutive months? The man said, no. Our Prophet says, هَلْ تَجِدُ إِطْعَامَ سِتِينَ مِسْكِينًا Do you think you could feed 60 people? The man said, no. And our Prophet went away. And then he came back, and he says, أَيْنَ السَّائِلْ Where is the one who asked me that question? The man says, Anna, here I am. The Prophet brought him a bag of dates and says, go and feed the poor. And the man said, لَهُ الرَّجُلُ أَعَلَى أَفْقَرَ مِنِّي يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهِ مَا بَيْنَ لِأَبَتَيْهَا يُرِيدُ الْحَرَّتَيْنِ أَهْلُ بَيْتٍ أَفْقَرَ مِنْ أَهْلِ بَيْتِي He says, should I feed someone who is poorer than me, O Messenger of Allah? Because by Allah, there is no house between these two mountains in which there reside a people who are poorer than my people. فَضَّحِكَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمْ حَتَّى بَدَتْ أَنْيَابُهُ Our Prophet laughed so profusely until his premolar teeth were shown. وَقَالَ And he says, أَطْئِمْ أَهْلَكْ Go and feed your people. And this was a mercy of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Ramadan is a time of mercy. Ramadan is a time we should reinvigorate those relationships that we have with one another and brotherhood and outreach towards other people. Ramadan is a time not of stagnation where we sit and do nothing. Ramadan is a time of exerting our efforts, not of laziness where we just sleep the entire day and then wake up when the fast is broken. Because what kind of fast is that? But Ramadan is a time we should be speaking to people and explaining to them about our fast, about the purpose of Ramadan. Ramadan is a time to kindle relations between one another. You know, Ramadan is a time to forgive one another. Ramadan is a time to seek forgiveness from one for the things that we've wronged other people. Our Prophet says, "Man la yarham la yurham, man la yaghfir la yaghfir lahu." Or كما قال, whoever does not show forgiveness will not be shown forgiveness by Allah. Whoever does not show mercy will not be shown mercy by Allah. So Ramadan is a time precisely for that. And just to emphasize once again, Ramadan, brothers, is a time of character building. Character building in Ramadan. Because what the hadith says, that we should not become loud in Ramadan. And outside of Ramadan, we should not raise our voices anyway. But here's a lesson, here's a teaching for us. Here's a school for us, the school of Ramadan, where we can train ourselves in this 1 month. 1 month training. To train ourselves, to train our character. And the things that are permissible for us are forbidden for us in Ramadan. So why should we indulge in the forbidden things outside of Ramadan? If we're avoiding what's permissible anyway in Ramadan, it becomes easier for us to refrain from the prohibited outside of Ramadan. Ramadan is a time for prayer. Between you and your Lord, ask Allah. And Allah wants us to have ittirar, desperation, because we're all in a state of desperation. And we should ask Allah with real sincerity, and call upon Allah with real sincerity. We should make Ramadan a month of charity for us. Practical steps. So every day of your month, you should have at least a pot in your house, where every day you're placing some money in that pot, so that you're also included from the people of sadaqah, of charity, and called from the gate of sadaqah. So in every day of Ramadan, you're also fasting, also giving in charity. Read a portion of the Book of Allah, even a page a day, or half a page a day, but read from the Book of Allah, so that you are included from those who recited the Book of Allah in that noble month. And try and do as many good deeds as you possibly can. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us strength, to give us success. Ameen. We ask to make us of those who have the best characters. You know, our Prophet says, إِنَّ أَحَبِّكُمْ إِلَيَّ وَأَكْرَبِكُمْ مِنِّي مَجْلِسًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَحَاسِنَكُمْ أَخْلَاقًا أو كما قال, that those who are the most beloved to me, and the closest to me on the Day of Judgment are those who have the best characters. And that was the character of our Prophet, and we have him as a source of emulation, of imitation, to copy him. Our Prophet said to his own wife Aisha, he says, Ya Aisha, la takuni fahishatan, inna Allah la yuhibbu al-fahish al-mutafahish. O Aisha, don't be obscene, for Allah does not like obscenity, or for the one who relishes in obscenity. So when we're fasting and we're hungry, we don't become angry, because people become angry when they're hungry, and they become, you know, anxious and upset. But Ramadan, we control ourselves in Ramadan. And when she described her husband, the Prophet of Allah, she said, لَمْ يَكُنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَاحِشًا وَلَا مُتَفَحِشًا. He was neither obscene nor did he relish in obscenity. Meaning he was the practical example of whatever he was preaching other people to do. Isn't it? He was the embodiment of whatever he was calling the people to. He practiced what he preached. So when he commanded his wife to have restraint and guard her tongue, he was the first to guard his tongue. And she says, وَلَا سَخَابْ فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ. He was not loud in the marketplace. وَلَا يُجْزِيُ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ. Neither would he repay a personal wrong. When the laws of Allah were broken, he would become angry. Fact. But when he himself was injured personally by someone else, he would forgive and forbear. And she says, وَلَكِنْ يَعْفُ وَيَصْفَحُ. He would forgive and he would forbear. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His infinite mercy make us realize the importance of this blessed month. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of the people of the Qur'an, Ahlul Qur'an, Ahlul Tawheed, the people of La ilaha illallah. We ask Allah in His infinite mercy and grace to make us of those who are forgiven in the month of Ramadan. We ask Allah in His infinite mercy to make us of those who remember those who are less well off than ourselves. And remember them, remember brothers and sisters in Islam, in this noble month there are people who are in such difficulties and they fast like we fast. See, because if Ramadan was just about feeling like the poor, then there's also poor people who fast in Ramadan. Isn't it so? Poor people who fast in Ramadan in poorer countries than we can think of, and in bad situations, and they have tribulations over their heads. May Allah have mercy on them and have mercy on the orphans, people who are without parents. May Allah have mercy on the widows of this ummah, the children of this ummah, the elderly of this ummah, those who have lived their lives. And may Allah forgive them and forgive us. We ask Allah to make our last deeds the best of our deeds. We ask Allah to make us have mercy on others so that we may be shown mercy. And our Prophet said, may the peace of Allah be upon him, Ar-Rahimun يرحمهم الرحمن ارحموا من في الأرض يرحمكم من في السماء. The merciful ones are those whom the All Merciful shows mercy towards. So be merciful with those on the earth, and the one in the heavens will show mercy unto you. May we be a people of mercy and a people of steadfastness, and may we take the benefits of this noble month that's approaching us and be forgiven in that month. We ask Allah for guidance and never to be misguided. We ask Allah, like our Prophet says, O Allah, show us the truth as it really is the truth, and guidance to the truth. And show us falsehood and error as it really is falsehood and error, and protect us from it and keep us away from it. We ask Allah for paradise. We ask Allah to save us from the hellfire and from the torments of the grave. We ask Allah in His infinite mercy and His grace to make us of those who are upright in character. And we ask Allah to make us of those who are forgiven. And lastly, may the peace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon the last of the messengers, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and upon all of the prophets of Allah, including Abraham, and Isa, Jesus, and Musa, Moses, and Dawood, and Sulaiman, David, and Solomon, and all the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. And our last words are, praise be to Allah, the Lord of the heavens and the earth. Stand for salah. Aqimus salah. الله أكبر.